Hello, GetBooked listeners, and welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of GetBooked that's all about books we just can't resist shouting about. This is Jen Northington, and today's hand cell is Velvet Was the Night by Silvia Moreno-Garcia. I cannot believe that we have not talked about this book yet, considering how often we talk about Moreno-Garcia's work, but we didn't, and so here I am, going to talk about it today. Before I get into it, let us hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Diana Dixon has a busy summer and no time for tall, gorgeous hockey player Shane's shenanigans. Because you know what? If they shenan once, they'll shenan again. So she thinks she knows exactly who he is when he moves into her apartment building, but turns out Shane's sick of hookups and tired of being on the rebound after his long-term girlfriend called it quits. But when his ex comes back into the picture, he needs a plan. And who better to play his new girlfriend than his sassy new neighbor? So a fake relationship might be perfect for Diana's own ex issues, but Diana is used to living by the rules. Will she learn that when it comes to love, rules are meant to be broken? Make sure to check out The Dixon Rule by Elle Kennedy. Elle Kennedy is a New York Times and USA Today bestselling author with over a million copies of her books sold. So this is going to be another banger, y'all. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Penguin Young Readers. So this book I'm about to tell you about is giving Five Worlds meets Spirited Away realness. It's about a girl fighting her way back home after getting trapped in the spirit world. It follows Anzu, who has moved to a new town during Oban, a time for families to remember and celebrate their ancestors. And ever since her Alba-chan died, Oban has lost its magic. She doesn't feel much like celebrating anymore. So while avoiding holiday festivities, Anzu spots a stray dog down the street, a dog that seems to be staring right at her. So when she chases it, she slips and falls down a bridge, losing consciousness. And when she awakes, she's in the Shinto underworld known as Yomi. The stray dog, she finds out, is actually the gatekeeper of Yomi, and he warns her to return to the human realm before it's too late. Like I said, Miyazaki realness. I'm super excited for this. So make sure to pick up Anzu in the Realm of Darkness by Mai K. Nguyen. And thanks again to Penguin Young Readers for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so as you might recall, if you are familiar with Moreno-Garcia's work, she writes different genres every time she writes a book. Like, she's written sci-fi, she's written vampires, she's written, you know, magical realism, she's written just everything. And this is her noir novel, which it's like no secret to long-term GetBook listeners that I don't read a ton of mystery and crime books, but I love noir. I always forget how much I love noir until I pick one up and then I'm like, oh, right, I love this. Like, there's something about the like slow burn characters who are like often, you know, struggling with their own demons, like trying to do the thing. There's not really heroes usually in noir. Like, perhaps nobody is ever brought to justice in the way that they would be in a mystery novel. But like, I don't know, there's something so great about it. I just really love it. And so I was delighted when I heard that Moreno-Garcia was writing a noir. And this is such an interesting one. It is set in the 70s in Mexico City while there is all of this political unrest. There are student protests. There are secret government groups like, you know, disrupting and like being violent towards the students to the point of killing some of them. There's a lot of complicated politics going on. There's different, you know, secret agencies and the government at war with each other. Like, there's a huge backdrop here of historical stuff that I know very little about because the U.S. educational system does not teach you that kind of stuff. And we have two characters here, both of whom are like, again, not heroes. They're not even particularly like good sometimes at what they're trying to do. They're also not the classic noir, like alcoholic, like, you know, gumshoe situation. Like, they're just, this is such an unexpected book for me in so many ways. Like, Moreno-Garcia is really playing with the tropes of noir in, I think, a very fascinating way. So our two characters are Maite, who is a secretary, and she is obsessed with romance comics. She does not pay attention to the news. She's like, she feels frumpy. She feels like she's getting older. She doesn't really have dates very often. Like, she is very dissatisfied with her life. And her life is kind of a bummer, not gonna lie. Her life is kind of a bummer. So she loses herself in music. She loves rock and roll music. She has a huge record collection, and in her romance comics, which I think is like deeply identifiable and relatable. She has this neighbor, Leonora, who's like beautiful and wealthy and is an art student, who asks her to take care of her cat for a couple of days. She's going out of town. And so Maite agrees, and then Leonora disappears and is supposed to meet her, and like things get very complicated. And Maite mostly is just pissed because she doesn't want to take care of this cat, but things get very complicated. Our other character is Elvis, which is probably, I'm probably not pronouncing it with the correct Latin flair. He has named himself after Elvis Presley. He also loves rock and roll music. And he is like he's a goon. He's a thug. He is employed by one of these shady secret governments, quasi-government agencies to do things like disrupt protests and beat up students. He has had a rough life, which is how he has gotten to the place where he is now. And like, I think he's in his 20s, and he works for a guy whose name he doesn't know with other guys whose names he doesn't know, beating people up for a living. Like, that's his job. But he loves music. He also is obsessed with records and American pop music in particular. He's like trying to do a word of the day. Like, he has dreams of living a better life. He just doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't have any resources. He doesn't have any skills. Like, he really doesn't know how to better himself. And he and Maite's paths cross because Elvis is sent to try to find Leonora. She has film that have captured photos of a protest in which the secret government agents are doing the thing, but it's being denied from the papers and from the rooftops, like, we would never. And she has proof that that's what's going on. And so everybody is after this film. And you go back and forth between Maite and Elvis's POVs, and Maite has no idea what's going on. She like truly does not want anything to do with anything political. Elvis has slightly more information, but he's struggling to put it together because he's sort of doesn't want to know in a deep way. And I will say, this is a super slow burn. Like, this does not move at a quick pace. You spend a lot of time with these characters in their sort of mundane, slightly elevated by these crisscrossing paths thing that's happening to them. But it's a lot of like, you know, Elvis is on surveillance sitting in a car, and then he gets told to go beat up somebody else. And Maite is like going to her job and being bored at her job and wishing she could do anything else. And I think that's actually its charm. Well, charm is maybe not the word. Its power is giving you such a close look into the lives of these two people and what it would have been like for them in this moment in time to be, you know, unwitting players in this much bigger political moment. It's really well done. And I did really come to feel for both of these characters. And oh, the ending. Oh, I was like, oh, that's so good. That's so good. The ending is so good. So if you love a slow burn of a novel, if you love historical fiction, if you love, you know, reading stories set in Latin America or want to know more about it, if you love Moreno Garcia's writing, which like I think many of you do, just know that this is, again, a super different book from others that she's written, and I think a really genius and interesting way. And I think especially if you like, you know, Cold War spy stuff, oh, I think you're really going to like some of the supporting characters in this. So again, that's Velvet Was the Night by Silvia Moreno Garcia. And that's it. That's our recommendation for today. Thank you so much to our audio editor, Jen Zink, who is an excellent human. Thank you all for listening. You are also excellent humans. If you would like more book recommendations, you can get those, bookriot.com. You can also get more of our podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. And if you would like to email us, you are welcome to. You can do that, getbooked@bookriot.com. You can also review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, wherever you can leave a review. We super appreciate it because it helps other people to find the show. And then, of course, in between shows, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr at Jen IRL, JENNIRL, or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we will talk to you again soon.